With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Serious steps being taken for some government employees.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announcing new immigration enforcement leadership and pledging to step up lie detector tests on employees to identify those who may be leaking information about immigration operations to the media. She says they've ID'd two leakers and plan to prosecute. Meanwhile, Todd Lyons is the new acting ICE director. He was the former assistant director of field operations. Madison Sheehan, who was Noem's aide when she was governor, will be acting deputy director. The previous acting director was reassigned in February, with White House officials expressing frustration with the pace of deportations. I'm Julie Walker.
Also in SRNnews.com, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says Republicans are ready to push forward the president's budget blueprint.
We're working closely with Speaker Johnson and his team over in the House. We will, I expect, at some point soon, take up their budget. Happy to consider that. Happy to include tax provisions along with our what we pass in our budget, which is rebuilding our military, securing our border, unleashing American energy production.
Senator Cotton tells Salem Radio Network he expects the Senate to take up the House-passed measure in the very near future. 25 more Pacific Palisades residents have joined the lawsuit filed against the City of Los Angeles and the Department of Water and Power after the January wildfires. This brings the total number of plaintiffs to 48. The lawsuit alleges the city designed a water supply system that would not have enough water pressure to fight the fires. It also says that the reservoir located near the Palisades had been empty since February of last year, which made it more difficult for fire crews to get water. This is SRN News. There's a new law in Wyoming designed to protect women, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The measure bars males from using female bathrooms, changing rooms, locker rooms, or living quarters in any state building or institution, including universities and colleges. Sarah Beth Nolan of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, states have a duty to protect the privacy, safety, and dignity of women and girls. Letting men intrude on women's spaces is a threat to their safety and a denial of the real biological differences between the two sexes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal analysts think the Supreme Court is likely to side with an Ohio woman who says she suffered sex discrimination in her employment because she's not homosexual. The outcome of the case could remove an additional requirement that some courts apply when members of a majority group, including those who were white and heterosexual, sue for discrimination under federal law. This is SRN News. In London, a man climbed Big Ben in support of terror group Hamas.
A crowd gathering around the Palace of Westminster in London, where a barefoot man holding a Palestinian flag climbed up Big Ben, the famous clock tower, on Saturday. Some on the street heard yelling words of support. Police blocking off the area, they had to close Westminster Bridge and cancel parliamentary tours. Emergency workers were raised up on a fire truck ladder and were using a megaphone to negotiate with the protester who was on the ledge of Big Ben. I'm Julie Walker.
Head of Los Angeles Department of Water and Power asking for $700,000 for a security detail. Tuesday, the utilities board will vote on whether to secure a one-year private security contract for Janice Kionis. More details at SRNnews.com.